Hello, everyone. Today I'd like to read from John chapter 18, verse 1 through 11. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. And Jesus, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Then when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, 'Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none.'" Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword in the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?" The earthly ministry of Jesus lasted about 3 years, and during that time he became very popular and had a large following of people. He spent much of his time teaching and preaching to the large crowds of people. Then we find that in chapters 13 through 17 in the book of John are about what is called the private ministry of Jesus. Beginning in chapter 13, it says that Jesus retreated from the crowds and got alone with his disciples. Then we see in chapters 18 through 21, we read about what is called the passion ministry of Jesus. These chapters are about his arrest and crucifixion. And beginning here in chapter 18, Jesus and his disciples arrive at the Garden of Gethsemane. In the King James Version, it says in verse 1 and verse 4 that Jesus went forth. In the original Greek language, that phrase means to proceed with a specific purpose. It means to go forward with determination and focus. These events here in chapter 18 were not random events. They didn't just happen by coincidence. Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, and he did it intentionally and for a specific purpose. Notice his actions here in this passage as he, as the Bible says, went forth. Jesus went forth to prepare spiritually. Verse 1 says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went out or went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. In John 12:23, Jesus predicts his crucifixion to his disciples by saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." That hour is referring to the cross when Jesus would die for our sins. Here at this point, Jesus knows the hour has come. The pain, suffering, and all the terrible things that Jesus had to go through were about to begin. The Roman soldiers were about to arrest Jesus, and Jesus could have defeated those soldiers and the whole Roman army, or he could have run away. But Jesus knew it was God the Father's plan for Jesus to die on the cross for all of our sins. So he intentionally went to the garden to pray. He went forth with a specific purpose. He went to deliberately spend time in prayer and to get ready spiritually. This wasn't a random act by Jesus. He knew what he was about to go through, and he was getting away so he could spend time in prayer. This is a good example for all of us to follow. We need to be intentional about getting away and spending time in prayer and reading the Bible. We're not facing a death on the cross, of course, but we do face trials and temptations in our daily life. We go through our own hard times and face our own battles, and we need to deliberately spend time in prayer so we can get through the hard times and stay battle ready. So we see here in this passage, Jesus went forth, number one, to prepare spiritually, and number two, we see that he went forth to give himself willingly. That's found in verse 4 and 6. It says, Jesus, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forth and said to them, whom are you seeking? In verse 6, it says, then when he said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. It says in verse 3, it's that Judas and a detachment of troops came with lanterns and weapons to arrest Jesus. They came evidently expecting a fight, because as we noted, the scripture says Jesus went forth without a fight. He was intentionally and purposely giving himself up because he was focused on going to the cross for you and me. They came with lanterns to take away the light of the world. They came with weapons to arrest the Prince of Peace. As believers, let's follow Jesus' example and willingly surrender to doing God's will for our lives. Let's intentionally and with a purpose commit to serving God every day. Jesus was born into this world to intentionally die for our sins, and in doing so, he was glorifying God the Father. Let's not just drift through life, but intentionally strive to glorify God by staying focused on him and doing his will for our lives. Thank you for listening.